Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lectura Rápida y Inteligente by Manuel de la Cruz is a practical guide designed to help readers improve reading speed while maintaining strong comprehension. Aimed at Spanish-speaking learners, the book focuses on simplifying the skill of reading faster into doable steps that can be practiced in everyday life, from work documents to personal study. Rather than treating speed reading as a magic trick, it presents it as a trainable habit supported by attention control, smarter eye movement, and better reading plans. The author positions the method for people who feel overwhelmed by information, struggle to finish books, or want to learn more efficiently. The overall promise is clear: reduce wasted time, increase focus, and turn reading into a more intentional activity that supports long-term learning and productivity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the foundations of faster reading. A key theme in speed reading instruction is that improvement starts with understanding what slows most people down. This book frames reading speed as a combination of eye movement, attention, and mental habits that can be adjusted with practice. Many readers unknowingly read in a way that mirrors speaking, which limits pace and increases fatigue. Another common drag is regression, the frequent habit of rereading previous words or lines to feel secure. The book emphasizes building awareness of these tendencies so readers can replace them with more efficient behaviors. It also treats comprehension as non-negotiable, encouraging readers to measure progress by how well they can explain and apply what they read, not only by words per minute. By putting the basics first, the book sets expectations. Faster reading is possible, but it depends on consistent training and selecting the right technique for the type of material, such as narrative, technical, or study-focused content. Secondly, improving eye movement and visual tracking. Many speed reading methods focus on the eyes because the mechanics of visual tracking strongly influence reading pace. The book highlights strategies intended to reduce inefficient eye stops and help the reader move across text more smoothly. Readers often pause too frequently, fixate on individual words, or lose their place, all of which create friction. Training typically aims to widen the visual span so the brain can capture small groups of words at once and to create steadier line transitions. The book also encourages the use of simple guidance techniques, such as following the text with a finger or another visual pointer, to maintain rhythm and reduce wandering attention. These tools are not presented as crutches, but as training aids that can be phased out over time. The core idea is to make reading a controlled visual process rather than a stop-start activity, which can increase speed without turning reading into skimming. Thirdly, boosting comprehension through purposeful reading. Reading faster only matters if the reader retains meaning, so the book stresses reading with purpose. It promotes the idea that comprehension improves when the reader sets an intention before starting, such as finding key arguments, learning a process, or extracting actionable steps. When the goal is clear, attention naturally filters what matters most. The book connects comprehension to active engagement, previewing headings, identifying structure, and anticipating the author's direction. It also aligns with widely used study principles, where the reader periodically checks understanding by summarizing in their own words and noting questions. Another practical element is matching speed to difficulty. Dense or technical sections may require deliberate pacing, while simpler passages can be read more quickly. This flexible approach prevents the common mistake of trying to maintain one fixed high speed regardless of material. The result is a reading style that is both efficient and mentally organized, supporting stronger recall and better application of information. Fourthly, building concentration and reducing distractions. Even strong techniques fail when attention is scattered, and the book addresses focus as a core skill for intelligent reading. It approaches distraction as both external and internal, notifications and noise on one side, and mental wandering or stress on the other. The book encourages creating a reading environment that supports sustained attention, but it also emphasizes training the mind to stay on task. Strategies often include setting short-time sessions, defining what success looks like for a session, and taking brief breaks before fatigue triggers sloppy reading. It also pushes readers to notice when they drift and to return to the text without frustration. This matters because the habit of repeatedly losing focus can lead to rereading, slower progress, and reduced motivation. By treating concentration as trainable, the book makes speed gains more realistic and sustainable. For many readers, improving focus is the hidden multiplier that allows every other technique to work better across work, study, and personal learning. Lastly, creating a practice plan and tracking progress. Speed reading is a skill, and the book presents improvement as a process that benefits from structure. Rather than relying on occasional bursts of effort, it encourages a routine that gradually increases capacity while keeping comprehension stable. A practical practice plan typically includes baseline measurement, targeted exercises, and periodic reassessment. The book emphasizes that tracking progress helps motivation because the reader can see tangible gains, whether in pages per hour, reduced rereading, or better retention. It also supports adapting techniques to different goals, quick information scanning for general awareness, faster reading for narrative enjoyment, or slower analytical reading for learning complex ideas. Another important element is consistency, even in short sessions, because frequent practice reinforces new eye and attention habits. The overall message is that speed reading becomes simple when it is turned into a repeatable system with clear metrics and realistic expectations that fit the reader's daily life. In conclusion, this book is well suited for students, professionals, and lifelong learners who feel they never have enough time to read, as well as anyone who wants to study more efficiently in Spanish. Readers who struggle with slow progress, frequent rereading, or distraction can benefit from its emphasis on fundamentals and habit building. The main life benefit is time leverage. When you read more efficiently, you can learn faster, keep up with information demands, and reduce the stress that comes from unfinished reading lists. It also supports better focus and clearer thinking by encouraging purposeful reading and comprehension checks. Compared with many speed reading books that overpromise dramatic results, this one is positioned as a straightforward, practice-oriented guide that aims to make the process feel doable. Its value comes from combining speed, understanding, and routine, helping readers turn reading into a reliable tool for growth rather than an occasional struggle. If you would like to support Manuel de la Cruz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.